Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we examine them in extreme detail. My name's Casey Carollo. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Didi. Bennett, how's it going?
Happy to be here. Going good.
Glad to hear it, Bennett. And the legend himself is back, Patrick Aloisio. Pat, what's going on, my man?
Hey, guys. Just waiting for this debate.
You're damn right. You're damn right about that. Well, we got the question all reared and ready to go. So if we're all ready, I'm going to lay it out there for us. Are we good?
We're good.
Good to go.
All right. Another classic would you rather scenario here. Would you rather be forced to stand in the batter's box during an MLB game and be hit with a 99 mile per hour fastball? You are going to be hit by the ball. You can do your best of turning or doing whatever you want, but you can't fully dodge it. It will hit you somewhere on your body. You don't know where. Or would you rather be forced to return a punt in an NFL game and you have to receive the punt? You can't fake drop the ball. You're going to catch the ball and you must try to score a touchdown. You can't run toward the sideline, can't dive or slide, can't run backwards. And you must be brought down by force. You can't, you know, fake it or whatever. Does all that make sense, or do we need any clarification?
Makes sense.
Yeah, good to go.
All righty. Well, I will definitely take being hit by a 99-mile-per-hour fastball.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. I take it that means you're going to return the punt.
Yeah, I'm taking it to the house.
Yeah. Bennett, where do you stand on this?
Fuck it. I'm receiving that punt.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let me hear why.
Well,
$5 he flips by the end of the episode.
Yeah, no, I'm very torn right now. As you already know, I'm very torn. Well, let's start with you, actually.
Yeah, Pat's so confident with it. Pat, you give me some reason.
Pat is highly confident on this one.
I mean, I feel like I have extra expertise on this one because I've done variations of both. Okay.
Expertise. So like,
yeah. Nope. Go ahead and elaborate, Patrick.
I mean, I've played baseball since kindergarten until college, and I haven't been hit by a 99 mile an hour pitch, but I've been hit by pretty much a 90 mile an hour pitch, and it hurts. I'm not saying that it doesn't, but there are places that you get hit on your body where it hurts, but like it's just like a pain, you know. It's not bad, but you're gonna get hurt no matter what. Whereas with the football play, like, obviously getting tackled hurts too, but there are also tackles that don't hurt at all because you have protective stuff like your helmet and your shoulder pads.
So here's why I've changed my mind. I've had a shift in perspective here. At first, the only way I was looking at this is kind of in a negative lens, which is I'm either getting demolished by a professional football player, or I'm just going to wear a 99 mile an hour pitch, and both suck. So unless you get hit in the head with the fastball, chances are you're going to be way more fucked up receiving the punt when it's all said and done. But here's what's changed for me. Receiving a punt in the NFL, like, that's your moment right there. You're never going to have any other experience like that in life. You have a chance, a 0.5% even, to make something of that moment that's on a national stage. Sunday night football, Monday night football, you have a chance at a touchdown. Win, lose, or draw, whatever happens, that is your moment. Yeah. Opposed to you're up at the plate and you just know, I'm going to get hit by this pitch.
I just want to be clear that you don't have a chance. That should be very clear to everyone listening to this right now. The people who have half a chance at scoring the touchdown on a punt return are the people actually.
I said half of a percent.
Isn't that what I said?
I'm just saying, I'm not saying 50-50. That's all that I'm clarifying here.
No, no. I thought I said half a percent, but that I was trying. Whatever you said, yeah, whatever percentage, unless you said the number zero is incorrect, because you don't have a chance. I've seen you run. I know what physical shape you are in now, Pat. You're getting nowhere. You might have less of a chance than Bennett, and Bennett barely has.
Dude, no way.
I will agree with that. It doesn't matter.
No.
Like, that is your
Bennett, yes. Factor in your back on this. Honestly, like,
my back is fucking golden. Irrelevant. My back is golden, all right?
You're toast. Pat, what do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to juke somebody in the NFL?
I know I'm going to juke somebody. And I'm not even saying that I'm going to evade the tackle. Like, more than likely, I'm going to get tackled. But being able to juke where you're not getting hit completely flush totally makes it like a bearable tackle. Like, it doesn't hurt to get tackled if it's not you getting like laid out in the head or something like that.
Casey, sorry, Pat, go ahead.
Or like, if you're reaching up for a high pass and someone hits you in the stomach, that's obviously going to hurt. But if you're a ball carrier, you're able to prepare yourself to get hit.
Casey, you'll appreciate this. Pat and I do not agree on this for the same reason. So I feel like to some extent I can, like, argue both sides here. What I'm saying is I'm taking the punt for the sole reason of this experience of – imagine the fucking adrenaline of, like, I'm about to receive a punt in the NFL. I mean, granted, like, I'd probably drop the punt and still get fucking obliterated. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't think there would be anything else like it, as opposed to just, like, I don't know, like, you step up to the box and you're just like, oh, well, here we go. Like, I don't get to swing.
I think the fact that we've taken fair catches out of the equation is such a massive factor in why I picked this. Do you know how many times a punt is called by a fair catch? Do you know how many times the defender
all the time?
Way more than 50% of the time they call a fair catch. So
how about that?
Okay, well, you give me 50 then, half the time.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, first of all, you don't even watch football games, man.
I watch it enough to know that the fair catch is called a lot.
I don't know if it's more than 50, though.
Okay, well, you pick a percentage then, because you just said all the time as well.
I don't know. Why do we have to pick an exact number?
Well, the point is just that
yeah.
If most of the time it's a fair catch that's being called and we don't have that option, it's a very high chance that the worst is going to happen for us, which is that, again, someone's going to be there right when we get the ball.
Exactly. And that of the two scenarios is actually the number one worst case scenario. In my equation, I know I'm stepping up to the plate to get hit. Do you know how easily I can duck my head, put my shoulder up in front of it, and just take it somewhere else on the
show? Listen, you've never seen 99 miles an hour, and you're a huge target.
That's true, but I've seen like 85, 88.
Oh, and there's a difference.
Especially when it starts to tail. Like, you think you're moving away, but you're actually moving straight into it.
If that ball hit you anywhere other than like the ass, then you are in trouble. Like, if that thing – that's going to crack your rib. If it hits you anywhere, like
– imagine right in the elbow, like the funny bone.
Any bone that it hits, it's broken immediately. You're not going to rub dirt in that and run to first base. You're going to cry in front of everybody.
Okay, first off, there's no chance of it hitting a big bone and just cracking. If it hits my elbow or knee, I'm screwed. If it hits a rib in the worst possible spot, that might crack. But most of the time, it's just going to hit. If I'm turning, it's most likely going to hit me somewhere in the meat of my back. Or, like you said, in the ass, back of the leg. There's very little chance of it hitting me in the head, ankle, knee, or elbow.
Have you ever been hit in the head, Casey?
I have been hit in the head, but not like where the ball just stopped on impact because it hit me so hard. It usually bounces off.
Wait, there was a time where the ball didn't bounce off?
I'm saying if a ball hits you so squarely that it basically just drops to the ground, you know that all of the force in that ball just went immediately into your body.
Casey, you don't get to wear a pussy Little League helmet with a pillow between the outside of it and your head. In the pros, they have, like, barely any cushioning and one side not covered.
What evidence
disagree with that so hard.
Bennett, where did you get that information?
What information?
Dude, the pro helmets are definitely safer than shitty little helmets.
Way safer.
Dude, one side is uncovered.
Because you only face with one side.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying it's – okay, listen, they're obviously –
if you're a righty batter, you can't get hit in the right ear.
You absolutely can. If you listen, if it's coming at you not – all right, I'm not saying that's like – what the chances of that are high in terms of that happening. I'm just saying, if you like your instinct when you see something coming at you 100 miles an hour, idiotically might be to just turn the wrong way to get out of the just to get out of the way of the ball. And I'm just reminding you that a professional helmet has one side that is not
Bennett. I'd have to turn 180 degrees for it to hit me in the side with the no coverage.
I mean, if that ball's coming in on you and you even just like put your head, you don't have to turn 180 degrees. I'm not saying that's likely. I'm just reminding you that they probably are much better than Little League helmets, but they're not.
Oh my God.
They're not.
Probably.
He just said they're not at all like the Little League helmets. They're way worse.
Well, they're not as cushioned and shit. That's all that I'm saying.
They're way safer.
Dude.
The guy on your side right now is telling you that you're talking gibberish based on no evidence.
I mean.
Bennett, come on. I mean, Pat, come on over to my side. You can't have him arguing with you.
Yeah, I mean, Bennett, obviously the pro helmets are way stronger than Little League helmets that get recycled every year.
Again, they're not like, first of all, they don't need for a Little League, they don't need to be built the same way. But I'm just saying, like, they're relatively thin. It's not like they have
state-of-the-art,
like, NFL helmets to prevent concussion. Like, I know they obviously have to be a lot stronger than those little than the helmets for Little League and shit, because you're talking about 12-year-olds versus grown men. But what I'm saying is one side's unprotected and the rest of it is relatively snug on your head. I don't know.
The biggest concern.
I don't know how much better they are now than they used to be. I honestly don't. But I'm just saying it's like there's not a whole lot up there. You can still get hit in the head straight on and be fucked by a pitch that fast.
Bennett just dug a hole halfway to China.
The biggest concern for Little League helmets is preventing lice.
Yeah.
Well, irrelevant.
Okay, back to the question. I'm putting it this way. I'm going to go with a firm 40% of the time on a punt return. They call a fair catch. It's so
free. Okay.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, so that means 2 out of 5 times, you have a 40% chance that you are just going to stand there in Bennett's glory moment and get utterly dominated by someone fully sprinting at you with pads and a helmet on himself who plays in the NFL. You like that's the worst case scenario because you have to try to catch the ball. You don't have the opportunity to try and dodge him or even brace for impact. I always have the ability to try and like brace or turn or do something. It's still going to hit me, but that doesn't mean that I got to stand there and let somebody running 20 miles an hour just crush my entire body.
Pat, who's the Sox guy that got hit in the face?
The who guy?
The Red Sox guy way back in the day who wore a fastball. Lou something?
I don't know.
Yeah, people.
I know Paul Konerko got hit in the face.
I've seen the shattered face thing.
Yeah.
Paul Konerko got hit in the face and then went yard his next at bat. Pretty sweet.
That's boss.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sticking with it just because of that whole, like, holy – you're not, like – listen,
dude, I'm walking up to the plate knowing I'm getting a 99-mile-per-hour fastball thrown at me. I'm going, hey, body, turn to the right. That's all you have to do. Put your shoulder up and turn to the right and hope it doesn't hit you in the knee. That's it. It's not going to hit me in the face. That only happens when they try to bunt it and it bounces off the bat or like some freak thing happens.
Okay. The thing, all right, here's the only thing about this. When you're up at the plate, you don't, I mean, we're saying you're going to get hit, but by you knowing, we're giving you an advantage that doesn't ever exist otherwise. So now you're saying you just get to like move however you feel is going to be most protective for you. But that's not the case when you're at the plate.
Right.
It should be more. It should be more like you have to try and get a hit in a game, and you don't know when you're going to get beaned, but you're going to get beaned.
You don't know that you're going to get hit. You don't know that. You never know that in baseball. So,
right. But we clarified at the beginning that you do know that.
No, we didn't.
We did.
Bennett, of course we did. You never listened to the clarification. Yeah. That was the main clarification.
I need to focus more on
you literally just plug your ears with goddamn earplugs every time we clarify.
Listen, I'm
that was the only clarification.
I don't know why I didn't respond to that. That should not be the case. Listen, you shouldn't know. So, because your whole argument is, like, I'm just going to get out of the way of it or, like, have a chance. When a ball is coming at you that fast, you don't have time to respond, especially when you've never experienced anything of that speed coming at you. So if it's coming at the wrong spot, you might think you have a chance, but it's like that's different than watching guys in the pros who have been seeing baseballs coming at them that fast for all of their entire adult career. You've never seen that.
Dude, so you're talking about something that's 11 miles per hour faster than the ball I was hit by. It's like, yes, it is faster, but you're pretending that it's like 1,000 miles per hour.
No.
I've seen fast balls come at me. It's not pretty. And we can't change the clarification at this point.
Okay, well, yeah. I don't know how wasn't addressed, but I don't think that should be the case.
Can I break this up for you guys real fast?
Yeah, shoot, Pat.
All right, I have a quick story that I think you'll appreciate. This is a true story. I may have told you this already, but 8th grade, Pop Warner football. Our team, the Park Ridge Falcons, are playing in the Illinois State Championship against the Windy City Dolphins. Pretty big game. I'm the punt returner for our team. It's about 25 seconds left in the half. We're up one score. They're deep in their own zone. I'm like, you know what? A great punt return would give us a chance to score going into the half. Big momentum shift. The punter punts it. It's a crappy, like, low rolling punt that you're not supposed to pick up when it's bouncing. But I'm like, you know what? Got to try and put our team in a better position. So I scoop it up, running. Their best player comes to lay me out. I juke him out. I get to the sideline. In my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, baby, I'm going to score. Getting down, it's like the 20 to the 15. All of a sudden, I don't remember the rest of the play. I wake up, and I'm on my back. I'm looking at my friend's dad who was on the sideline. And I found out later after watching the film of the play that this kid absolutely de-cleated me out of bounds. And I just got horribly concussed and wasn't able to play for the rest of the game. And after having gone through that, I still would pick the punt return.
That's preposterous.
Why?
Listen.
Because you're comparing Park Ridge football Pop Warner to NFL players and saying that based on your experience that has no relevance whatsoever to the impact that an NFL player would give you, that you would pick that still.
I'm just saying I got knocked out and I was out for 5 minutes.
You got knocked out by a high schooler. Were you even in high school?
It was eighth grade, but the kid was
you
huge.
You weren't even in high school. Okay, so you got knocked out by an eighth grader. And now you're going to get knocked out by a roided out 23-year-old whose only job it is to kill you.
I'm agreeing it will hurt more and stuff, but at a certain point, like getting knocked out, it's like, it's not like one knockout hurts more than another knockout.
I don't know.
The only problem with this punt return thing is like, I mean, I think that for someone like me or you or Pat, like we're facing internal damage. Like,
I agree.
Something collapses, internal bleeding, like some fucked up stuff. Again, I'm sticking with, I want that moment. I'm just going to pray that it's not a situation where I would call a fair catch just so I can get some momentum under me, which who knows will probably even hurt my case. I don't know. All that I'm going to say is the chances of you getting hurt in the punt return are way higher. I'll take it just for that moment. As opposed to I'm in the batter's box and I'm going to get hit. I apologize for not addressing this earlier. I don't think you should know that you're going to get hit because you never do. And because that gives you a better chance at handling the worst case scenario, which is a fastball that's coming in high at your neck or head area, and you already knowing that and having a better chance of getting out of the way, which again, dude, would never be the case.
Plus, all hit by pitches will hurt. Not all tackles hurt. That's like the biggest thing in this.
I'm even saying all punt return tackles will fucking kill.
Yeah,
but they won't. They won't.
Listen, they will. I'm accepting that. I'm not even arguing it. Like, I'm gonna get wrecked. But you have blockers too.
It's not like every guy gets a full 40-yard sprint to hit you.
But eventually, like, if you have to go to the end zone, regardless if it's the first person, the second, or the third, someone is going to run into you. And it's not
– but it's not always, like, a super full-speed hit. It's like a guy falling off of his block and, like, sticking an arm out.
You're right. And I think it'd be hard for us to close enough distance to avoid, like, a very fast collision. But – you know, if you have some nasty blockers, I guess you have a chance at not getting hit by a truck. Low probability, I'll still take it. And otherwise, like, you can't know the fastball's coming. You just can't. You can't.
All right.
Because if you get hit in the head with a fastball, if it, again, like, dude, that's like an instant – That can do some serious long term damage. Just one.
Especially if you're looking curve, like you think it's gonna be a curveball and it just catches you right in the face.
That's what I was saying about twisting the wrong way. If you're a righty and you turn your shoulder to the left, which I've even done before, even though it's like exposing my face, you might.
That's stupid.
It is stupid, but if you think it's Pat, you've probably done it too. If you think it's,
I've never turned that way unless I was like checking a swing.
Okay, well, even that could happen. So my point is, I'm just reminding you that it's not – all I meant with the helmet thing is that they're not – it's not as big, even though it's probably much better made. It's not a huge, like, cushion on your head.
You arguing the ear flap thing is, like, the most irrelevant thing of all time.
It's just a friendly reminder, that's all.
Okay.
That would be like if I was like my football mask has 3 bars instead of 2 bars.
Oh, it would be like if you didn't have a mask.
No, like one of those old time.
Yes, like one of those old timers.
Okay, well, yeah. Maybe in another lifetime we would clarify this question separately. But for you, the listeners, we're going to let you argue it the same way we argued it. If you're in the MLB, you're going to get hit by a pitch. You know it's coming. You can try to protect yourself, but you're going to get hit by a 99-mile-per-hour fastball. You don't know where it's going to hit you, so you have very little time to react. Or you're in the NFL trying to take a punt return. You cannot call a fair catch, and you got to go for the end zone. Can't take a dive or a slide. What would you rather? Let us know. Bennett, Pat, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Take it easy, peeps.
Have a good one.